Every week we catch up with Muswellbrook Shire Council this morning. Mayor Martin Rush joins me in the studio. Martin, how are you doing?
I'm well this morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, yesterday, of course, was Anzac Day. I went along to the dawn service at Olympic Park yesterday and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, we had about 400 or 500 people there, which is, really pleasing to see. It was very, very cool, but really pleasing to see. Obviously, COVID have made things a little bit more difficult for the planning of all of this. The planning started almost 3 months ago. But we had a service. It was well planned. Big thank you to the RSL sub-branch, particularly to Tim Seymour for all the organisation that went into that. And I think most people went away feeling really pleased with the result. And of course, the mid-morning service was extremely well attended. Again, around 700 to 1,000 people, I would estimate, turned up to that. And again, very well attended. And again, a thank you to the sub-branch for all the arranging of that.
Yes, and the march went really well as well through town. There were heaps of people involved in that. There have been, I did notice on social media, as there is with everything, there's always somebody who wants to be negative. But as you said, you know, the Olympic Park ceremonies had to be planned out so far in advance with COVID rules that we all had to follow.
It did have to be that way, and these things do have to be planned well in advance. And full credit again to that, to the RSL sub branch. I don't think I've ever seen so many wreaths laid. People did want to come out. Yeah. They did want to make sure that this was commemorated. There are other communities in New South Wales that couldn't sort out the QR requirements and all the rest of it. There are other things that had to be sorted out in terms of managing terrorism threats, and therefore bollards and all sorts of other things had to be planned through. A lot of work goes behind the scenes to make sure these events are safe. And it is disappointing when you hear some of that negativity, but I think for the vast majority of people, 40 wreaths which have now been transferred to the cenotaph, that says to me that people did find the service poignant and did find the service important, and also really wanted to make sure that that they could participate in it, even if it was laying a wreath. And as I say, 40 of them, an extraordinary number.
Exactly. No, it was a fantastic turnout yesterday. Tomorrow night we do have Council's monthly meeting. There is one development application that I know I've received some calls about, which came up probably 18 months, 2 years ago initially, for 16 dwellings on John Howe Circuit, which is kind of near the water tower. In Muswellbrook, Council's received 108 submissions to go with this DA. Do you think that this DA will get through? There are a lot of community who've contacted me who don't want to see it happen.
It's quite clearly going to be a very controversial development application. It is in the first few stages of Eastbrook Links, which was built essentially on the side of the hill without the cut-ins that had occurred further down. I mean, I think from 13, 14 years ago, I've been very critical of the Eastbrook's Link subdivision in general. It's one of the reasons I stood for council those 14 or something or years ago, or put my hand up at least 14 years ago, and said this wasn't good enough. The difficulty that we have with all these things is the development approvals, the zoning and the DCPs were set out for this almost 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We're now dealing with the incremental problems every time a new development comes in. And like some of the objectors, I have got enormous concerns about increasing the density of housing on the outskirts of town, away from services. This sort of development would more typically happen in the centre of town. We also, though, have to deal with the fact that the rules were set in place. They're very difficult to change. They're state government standard instruments. All of this will need to be discussed tomorrow. The council meeting is at 6 o'clock, so please do come along if you would like to see what happens, or make sure that you get your public participation form in early before midday tomorrow if you want to participate publicly in that debate.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with that one. And also, let's talk about the by-election. Of course, all the councils have a wish list of what they would like to see, you know, at the end of this by-election from the candidates. With the Muswellbrook bypass, we've already seen good news with that, the planning to include the Cole Road part of it, which is great.
It is great. It was missing from the construction promises of the government. The government had, of course, promised to design it, and were, in fact, in the process of designing it with all of the conceptual route to be finalised by the end of this calendar year, we're told. I did happen to run into the Deputy Premier in Muswellbrook and chat to him about this issue. It did head our wish list, as it were, because it is a very important thing for emergency services. The state government have been telling us to put our emergency services there now for the better part of two decades in readiness for a bypass and to decrease those response times. It's important for the light industry estate there. It's important for the adaptive reuse of the Muswellbrook coal mine when it comes to close in 12 to 18 months. So it's important for a whole range of things. And the Deputy Premier, I think, has recognised that. He's now not just committed to the design, but also committed to its construction. It does add a bit of cost to the Muswellbrook bypass, but we want a result which is fit for purpose.
That's
we want a result which is going to serve this community for the next half century, and adding that interchange will do that. So certainly that headed our wish list. It's been ticked off. The Muswellbrook Hospital Stage 3 is critical as well, and we'll certainly be advocating for that, just as it was council that were the strong advocates for Stages 1 and 2. We'll certainly go into bat strongly for Stage 3, health matters. We know that this community has higher rates of asthma and cardiovascular disease in some age categories than the rest of the Hunter New England Area Health Service and New South Wales generally. So we really want to make sure that we have the best possible health services. Roads always feature in these elections, and of course water reticulation and infrastructure. We're looking to work with Upper Hunter Shire Council potentially on a new water treatment plan. And so there's some of, gives you a bit of flavour of the sort of things at least that we're seeking during this somewhat opportunistically during this by-election.
Yeah. And lastly this morning, Muswellbrook Shire lost a treasure through the week.
We did. George Tasker, who I think everyone in the community would know, really was a perfect gentleman and certainly supportive of almost every initiative that was going. And in a thoughtful, purposeful way, he'll be sorely missed by the Muswellbrook community, a chemist here, of course, for the better part of half a century, a Rotarian, and many other social groups and volunteer groups with which he was associated. Associated will be feeling that loss this week.
Definitely. Well, Martin, plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.